too many people, I was completely taken by surprise with the Queen's dying a couple of days ago. It was remarkable that just the 2 days before that, she was taking part in the kissing of hands with the new Prime Minister and saying goodbye to the old Prime Minister. And that, I think, goes to the very heart of her reign. She took a coronation oath that she would serve her whole life as Queen, and it was clearly very difficult for her to, as it were, hand on to Prince Charles during her lifetime, as she felt that she had taken an oath before God to serve her whole reign. And an amazing sense of duty that kept her going. And it is extraordinary that just 2 days before she died, she should have been so active. That's the first thing, and that comes from her deep Christian religion, which was absolutely at the heart of her reign and her character. The other thing that struck me about it was that we have a queen who, in a sense, is the grandmother, or great-grandmother even, of the whole nation, and that she knows us. That comes across with the 100-year telegrams or messages that she sends to everybody. And I remember my old friend Vera Watt, who was very upset that when we had a party for her the day before her birthday, on a Sunday, she had got a message from Ian Duncan Smith, the Minister for Pensions, and she felt she'd been fobbed off. But the next day, she got the message from the Queen, and that meant a lot to her. But I think it just exemplifies that we have a monarch who has a personal interest in all of us. And that's a reflection also of God's love for the world, that he knows us by name, that not a sparrow falls without God knowing it, and that we come to a God who we can call our Father, that he is a personal relationship with us. And those are the two takeaways I have from the Queen's reign and her death. The extraordinary devotion to duty under God that she had for the nation, and that it was exercised in a personal way. And everybody who met her always said what a remarkable experience it was, with a wonderful smile and a very personal knowledge of them as well. So we pray for, give thanks like Paddington Bear for the Queen, and pray for King Charles III. God save the King.